Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Pride destroys marriages and families. Pride is unteachable, it's unapproachable and uncorrectable. Pride refuses to see its own problems, and it will not sincerely confess failures even if it does see them. Pride refuses to take responsibility and is quick to blame others for their problems. But no conflict will ever get resolved while blaming others for all of the problems. We need to examine ourselves. Certainly there may be more fault on one side than there is on the other, but virtually always there is some fault on both sides, and good relationships are not built by two people who never do anything wrong. Good relationships are built by people who aren't too proud to admit when they are wrong and try to make it right. Maybe you're only 5% responsible for the problem, and your spouse or some other family member shares 95% of the blame. Don't focus on the 95% of that other person. That's their problem. That's their responsibility, and God will hold them accountable for that. Focus instead on your own wrong actions or attitudes that make up that 5% and take full responsibility for them. Be willing to humble yourself and to go to that person with whom you're having the conflict, and without mentioning their offenses, humbly and meekly take responsibility for your own. It's amazing how many times all it takes is for someone to take full responsibility for their own sin, and God will begin to heal the hurts and bitterness and restore that broken relationship. There are 8 words that every married person ought to learn to say regularly. I was wrong. Will you please forgive me? My name is Morris Howell, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.